So before we go on to the next step, just to backtrack a little bit, you were talking about the standard approach being bortezomib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone. But there is another regimen actually is being studied in a big trial right now where the proteasome inhibitor being used is carfilzomib.
Right.
What about that approach, and what do we know about the comparative approach, and do people ever use carfilzomib up front?
Yeah. So I think to just give a little historical background about why we had the combination of bortezomib, lenalidomide, dexamethasone, it was about 10 years ago now that we studied this combination, and there was a lot of debate about what the optimal induction therapy was, and we were using the doublet lenalidomide, dexamethasone for induction. Sometimes we were using bortezomib, dexamethasone for induction. I think a very common induction therapy at that time was thalidomide and dexamethasone. Some people were using, again, like we do in our renal failure patients, the bortezomib thal-dex combination. That's a very good regimen, but with both bortezomib and thalidomide causing neuropathy, it could never be a long-term induction therapy. And Dr. Paul Richardson from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute led a multi-center phase one, phase two study of the combination of bortezomib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone. And in a relatively small study, 66 patients, the overall response rate was 100%. And even though it was a small study, it was groundbreaking in its efficacy, and it changed overnight the standard of care for us. We participated in the study, and as soon as the study ended, it became our standard of care. And then it swept across the country, and many people, that became their standard of care. And this idea of this triplet versus doublets was finally tested in a randomized study, and that was the SWOG study that compared lenalidomide, bortezomib, and dexamethasone to lenalidomide and dexamethasone alone. And the triplet versus the doublet was associated with higher response rates, improved progression-free survival, and most importantly, an actual improvement in survival. And if you look out 5 years, the absolute survival benefit was 10%. And so now everybody's accepted that triplet's important. And so then the question now becomes, okay, we now know that the triplet's the best way to go. It's using lenalidomide, bortezomib, dexamethasone is shown to be the right triplet. How can we improve upon that? We know, I think, the greatest challenge with giving bortezomib for a long time is underlying peripheral neuropathy. And the other issue is that while that initial study had a response rate of 100%, now, when we've had many more years of experience and many more patients treated with that regimen, the overall response rate's probably on the order of somewhere between, some studies show as low as 80%, but probably closer to about 90%. And the other thing is that not everybody goes into complete remission, so we still need things like high-dose therapy and autologous transplant. And so people have tried to say, can we do better than that? And when you look, at least in the relapse setting, the use of carfilzomib is superior to the use of bortezomib when looked at the Endeavor study in terms of response rates and progression-free survival and so forth. And so I think a very natural step was to look at, can we move that to the induction therapy? And so carfilzomib, lenalidomide, dexamethasone has been studied in multiple small studies that have shown that in a large part, it is very effective, very high response rates, very high VGPR rates, near CR rates, MRD negativity rates. So every measure of disease control has shown really positive results. And a very important study was done by the French, which looked at a comprehensive carfilzomib Len-Dex induction therapy, followed by transplant, followed by consolidation therapy, followed by maintenance. And it modeled a previous experience they had in the same exact design, taking out bortezomib, putting in carfilzomib. And what we've seen previously was very impressive response rates and so forth. The challenge that they showed was a significant percentage of patients had serious adverse events, whether they be cardiac or hypertension or renal dysfunction, and about 18% of patients had a serious adverse event on that study, which is higher than what we saw with bortezomib. And so now, in contrast to when bortezomib Len-Dex became the standard, it was transformative overnight. Now we're on somewhat finer margins of improving on outcome. And when we're on the finer margins, we really have to balance the benefits, that is higher response rate, higher CR rates, higher MRD negativity rates with the toxicity. And so In order for an approach like that to take over as standard of care, I have advocated that we really need a phase 3 study to answer the question. And fortunately, we have a phase 3 study now that is answering that question. This is the ECOG study looking at carfilzomib-Lendex versus bortezomib-Lendex.